Dwayne, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. What is the big news in Alamogordo?
The Alamogordo White Sands Regional Airport manager, Jim Talbert, brought county commissioners up to speed at their last meeting about the various things that are happening out there, or have happened, or are coming to the airport. Recently, they had some Army helicopter training out there, which went very well for them. And then also, they've been seeing a lot more aircraft traffic going through the airport with some of the Neptune air tankers that are going out there and doing their maintenance and various other things that Neptune is doing out there.
Has there been anything, you know, that's really kind of attracted more business there?
As far as the Army, they are able to come out there, and also Neptune are able to come out there due to the extension of the runways that was completed last year. So they are able to have more aircraft, more various types of aircraft, bigger aircraft. In the case of Neptune, it's their BAE-147 air tankers that are the big slurry aircraft that they're coming in right now for maintenance and other things like that. But they're able to land there and fill the air tankers up with the slurry and go out to fight forest fires, not only in New Mexico, but part of the southern region of the country.
So that helps with a more rapid response should there be any type of forest fires or wildfires in the area?
Yes, it sure does. And it also allows the company to do their routine maintenance down here for their aircraft. He also announced that they're planning to also host the Aviation Aerospace STEM Expo again next year. This year we had it out at the airport, and it went very well. We had 2,500 students attend the event this year, and they had a great turnout and offered a lot of things to the students.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting to have more business and you know, events like that, bringing more people into the area.
Due to Neptune being able to do a lot more things due to the expansion of that runway, that was a really great investment for the airport and for the area. When they added on that extra part of the runway out there, it really opened them up to have the capability to land bigger airplanes or aircraft out there. So it really, that's the benefit of them doing that, is that it is bringing in more business for the little airport that we have, I guess I'm saying.
Oh, well, Dwayne, that's some pretty exciting news for the area, and I'm sure for a lot of local businesses out there that probably appreciate, you know, the folks coming in visiting the region.
Yes, it does.
Thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.